William?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for your patience. I can talk right now. I'm driving for 50 minutes, so I'll be able
all
to
right.
talk.
Yeah, you be safe driving, and it's my pleasure to be patient. You know, absolutely, we want to do what's best for you and your clients. We don't ever want to get in the way of what you got going on. So I'm just kind of pulling everything up here. You clicked in the back of the dashboard indicating you wanted more information for Google Guaranteed. Do you know anything about Google Guaranteed up until this point?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you've never heard of it or
nope.
You've seen nothing. Okay. All right. Okay. So when somebody does a search on Google, in certain, they're called verticals or categories. Okay. In certain areas, there is a search result that's produced that says Google Guarantee at the very top. And these guaranteed providers, they have an elite status with Google. They have gone through verifications and background checks. They've done a lot of things in order to achieve this position on the first page of Google. And that's up at the very, very top of the page. So it is a more coveted position. This particular section on Google is pay per lead. And it is the very best pay-per-lead type of program that there is out there. Now, have you ever tried anything like Angie's List or Thumbtack, Porch House, any of those type of pay-per-lead programs?
Yep.
And how did you like them?
It sucks.
Okay.
I mean, they get to work. They get to work, but it sucks.
It's difficult, right? It can be very difficult to get to get qualified jobs and stuff like that. Is that my understanding?
Right.
So a few of the things that you probably hate about a service like that is A, that you have to share the leads, B, that there's no qualification to ensure that it's a qualified client. As you can imagine, I've heard the good, the bad, the all of it, right? I've heard everything that's possible out there about a service like that. And Google actually built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So with the Google Guarantee platform, this is going to allow and to give you the strongest return on investment and have all those calls coming directly to you. So is that something that you're interested in, paying per qualified lead? Do you have a budget for that?
Right now, I'm eating while I drive.
That's okay.
So right now, I'm spending, I'd say close to $1,000 a month, maybe 700 to $1,000 a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I get the jobs. So the whole reason why I couldn't talk to you this morning because I went to look at a job and I got to be so present that
sure,
I'm like, hey, I'm doing this job.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, you have to give me a second. Ah, this guy, never mind.
Okay. Do you need me to call you back?
No. The client was calling me, but I think he must have dialed me. He hung up already.
Okay.
So, let me just give him a call back after we talk, and it should be all set.
Okay. So this would be a great alternative to that. Let me tell you the talking points here are A, you're only paying per qualified lead. Google ensures that you only pay per qualified lead because you're given a Google call tracking number that's specific to your business. All those calls are recorded, and they're recorded for authenticity purposes. They have AI listening to each individual phone call for that reason. So if it doesn't meet certain criteria that Google considers qualified, then you're not going to be charged for that lead, and that's automatic. Okay. There's a lot of fail safes in place. Now, I see here that we have you listed as a handyman, but are you also like a general contractor?
So, not legally yet.
Not legally yet. Okay. So, do you have any licensing for the company?
No, I don't. That's why I go under handyman.
Okay. Even for the handyman in your state for Google Guarantee, there is a requirement. So that requires the Massachusetts State Home Improvement Contractors Registration.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd need that to even qualify and along with the general liability insurance.
Okay.
The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee with those two pieces of information, and then we can get you Google Guarantee approved.
Awesome.
Okay.
So a couple of things. I just moved to Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island. And
you just moved to Rhode Island?
Right.
Okay. What's the zip code there?
02908.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me have a look. 02908. Okay, hold on. Okay. Let's try it without the zero. Okay. And then let's go. Each state does have different requirements, and Google has different requirements, sometimes even than those states. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I think that you may be in luck. Okay, I'm going to have to run a... Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, take your time. I got 40 minutes.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, so what is the new address?
22 Balmoral Ave.
22
Providence, Rhode Island.
Balmoral. Will you spell that?
B-A-L.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, B-A-L.
Uh-huh.
M-O-R-A-L.
Ave. Providence.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You haven't given this information to our team yet, right?
No, I just moved. Like, I just gave up my Massachusetts license, just got my new van, just got it registered out here. I mean,
okay.
This just happened.
Okay. Well, the only reason I ask is because we're going to want to re-verify the company at the proper address, so that way
right.
We can get everything going directly for you. But what I'm doing right now is I'm setting up a dummy account to see what it's going to look like for Google Guarantee, because if it's not like I said, each state and the requirements for Google are different. Like the state of Texas doesn't require any licensing, like for anything, which I think is a little bit crazy.
Going to Texas then.
You know,
you can have a license. You can only have a license for a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my thoughts. You know what I mean? You can just build whatever you want and be whatever you want, and you still don't have...
How's the insurance? Insurance must be crazy out there.
That's what I figure. I don't actually know, but let me put you in, because you would qualify for two different verticals. So handyman and general contracting. So let me see what the requirements are for both. That way we don't get it messed up at all. It'll tell me exactly what's needed for you. So give me just a
Thank
second.
You.
You're welcome. Yeah, we want to be accurate, except for my system, of course, probably wants to act crazy. Oh, there we go. Praise God. It's a Monday, right?
That's good. Every day is good when you know the Lord.
Exactly. It really is. Every day that ends in Y, it does not get any better when you know the Lord, because you can never go wrong, right?
You go wrong. You go wrong all the time.
Well,
you don't
got
faith for it.
I just mean you can't really go wrong. Like if you're trusting and loving Him, then you're really, you know, He's going to correct you with love. Like, you can't really go
wrong.
But
you know what it is? So, the Bible says, excuse me, I'm talking with my mouth full, but the Bible says that even those things that, you know, Satan tried to use for the bad will turn out for the good for those who love God. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yes.
And so, even the bad, I just lost 18 years of marriage, just got divorced. Moved down to Providence. You know, I won't sit lie that I was happy and smiling the whole time. It was tough. But He held me up when I couldn't hold myself up.
Right.
And I tell you, I went through the valley of shadow and death. And I fear no evil. I can't even say I fear no evil. I try to kill myself. Only God knows. But He's got us all. And I love the Lord with my heart. Fall short every day. Sin every day. But one thing I know is that He's good. No matter how bad or good I am, He's still good when I'm bad. He's still good when I'm good. you feel good every single day. It's been good. Whatever will be good. You deserve every single ounce of my energy to praise Him. You understand me?
So right.
Never mind. The Lord is great, you know?
Yes. Absolutely agreed. A million percent agreed. And it's just so phenomenal what He can do with that, right? For those who really trust Him. But it doesn't come easily. It comes after we've knocked our head on the wall a couple times, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, though. That can be really tough, you know?
Honestly, I needed it, you know? God knows what He's going to use. Because He's going to use this. That's how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to laugh one day about it, you know? I'm going to look back, and I'm going to be like, wow, you're so witty, Lord. Like, you're so sick with it. You allow things to happen for a greater purpose. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe one day I'll speak life into someone who has none in them because they just lost the love of their life. Or maybe one day I'll be able to tell somebody, you know, suicide's not the way because I've been there. One day I'll be able to tell them drugs aren't it because I've been there. I have authority when I tell these things and speak of these things. I'll preach the word of God with authority as Jesus did. For I've been there and done that. Not because Jesus, you know, I won't have the wisdom because of me, but because He gave it to me. Because I lived by His statutes and died to myself. It's tough, though. I ain't gonna lie. I knew it too. I messed up pretty bad this weekend. Let my anger get the best of me. But you know what? I accept this forgiveness now. Before I did it. Before I fall off and I wouldn't walk them. I don't want to take up too much. I could talk about God all day and I don't want to.
Oh, so can I. It's okay. You're not boring me or anything. Not even a little bit because it's so funny. I am a strong, I have two Bible verses tattooed on my body. I've been through a lot of those similar, the exact things that you're talking about. I've been through, in fact, in two weeks from today, I'll have 8 years of sobriety. So when I say I've been there, I understand what you're saying. Like, I've been there. I understand what you're saying. Like,
I get it.
On April 13th, I was asked to speak at my church on how God has given good gifts. And He just affirmed me, I was literally just looking at my written testimony a few minutes before I called you of what I'm writing out, you know, because you want to be prepared. You want to have it.
Of course.
And, you know, the enemy, he's coming up against me and he's telling me, like, nobody wants to hear that story. That's the old played out story. You know, nobody cares about that. And you just affirmed for me that it is I am to go speak because God's given me that authority. He's given me that authority to speak about those things that have happened to me so I can help the next lady to not create that crap in her life, you know?
Your testimony is powerful. And honestly, believe this, even if one person, even if it's just one person that it touches, it's worth more than millions of dollars. For nobody can pay for a life. You understand me? Nobody can make or take away. They can take it away, but they can't make it. Only God, right? And if you can pay someone with a testimony, of course it's the Holy Spirit working in them. Of course it's Jesus Christ who made it so we can take a part into that salvation. But my sister, that's our jewel to your crown in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yes,
and that's not
I
why
do.
We do it. It's
nope,
not why
it's
we
not.
Do it.
It's
we do
not.
It because we love. We do it because we do it because we don't want them to be there no more. Because we didn't see the light, and now we're out here, out the tunnel, and it's damn nice and bright out here. Come on over. You're going to be fine. The water's fine, right? Oh,
exactly. That's
you.
Literally
bless
what
you,
I
you.
Say all the time. I literally say that. Come on over. The water's fine. Like, you're going to be fine. Believe it or not, you are going to be just fine. All you got to do is, it takes only a little bit to make a beginning. Just the tiniest bit of trust, you know? So,
That's it. Where are you, anyway?
I'm in California.
Oh, man. That's the truth. I tell you, man, hopefully I can get to meet you one day, but you're on the other side of the country.
Exactly. I am on the other side of the country, yes.
Yeah.
So,
But at least you got the best tacos.
Yes, we sure do. We absolutely do have the best tacos. That's so funny you say that. We do.
I hear you guys have the best tacos ever.
Yeah,
I've
you're
going
to have to come out. I want to go out to your area, too. I do. I want to go out there and see what's up out there.
Well, I got the best cooking. I'll tell you that.
That's amazing.
I don't need tacos. I got plenty. No, God's been good. God's so good, honestly. What is your name?
Amy.
Amy, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
I mean,
too.
Not officially, but nice to speak to you at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, it's awesome. It's so good. Honestly, if you don't mind, you know, I mean, I don't know. I know you're working right now, but you know what? I'm going to pray for you tonight. I would love to pray right now, but I understand you're working right now. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for the Lord to take over that. You know, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to pray so hard for you tonight.
I appreciate that 100%. That's going to be amazing. And I mean, I'm just so grateful because he doesn't connect us by mistake. It's not mistake that we're speaking. It's not by coincidence. It's not by chance that we're talking.
Amen.
This is the subject we got onto. You know, that
Amen.
I mean, because it's a business conversation and then bam, it just turned in a moment's notice because that's what he wanted, you know?
Not a leaf falls without his will. You know that?
Exactly. I do.
Falls off a tree without
not
his
one
will.
Single
so imagine
thing.
This.
Right.
You don't even know. Like, listen, I got that much long, sober. I keep, you know, stumbling with weed, you know?
Okay.
Alcohol has never been, like, too much of a problem, but honestly, I'd be a fool to just play along, like, oh, I got this, because I definitely fall apart if I drink enough, you know? I'll
right.
get some coke again and whatnot.
Exactly.
So I gotta stay away from it all, right?
I like my powdered alcohol too.
yeah. It's tough, you know? But
it's super duper tough.
Yeah. And you know, everybody sees it as fine and whatnot. Honestly, I think weed is better than alcohol, you ask me, but that's just my flesh speaking, bro.
Right.
But what I was trying to say is that God's been surrounding me with godly people, you know?
Right.
And I just, before you even said that, I'm like, why am I getting calls from people? Like, believe it. You're not, I got a call from, what's it called? What's this place called? I forgot. Burr something. There was, you know, it's an estimate, tool to give like professional, amazing estimates, very, what do you call that? Interactive and whatnot. So it's like, I want to do it, but, you know, the budget's not there yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's $400 a month plus the leads. I need leads, you know. First, I need leads, you know, to get
right.
money. I just bought a bed out of pocket, and it was a big purchase. I need to, you know, I need to make some money first. But, no, the guy was all my guy. He ended up giving me his number. We ended up texting, like, here and there. He sent me a verse. He's like, yo, check this out. I'm like, bet. I pray for you. He wanted prayer for the Holy Spirit to baptize him, you know, be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and no, it's just, I just, you know, and you're blessed. We're blessed. You know what I
we
mean?
We are.
God's
We're
blessed, you know?
So blessed. He's so good. Yes, absolutely. So I do have some good news. I have some great news, and I have a solution for you with the lead. So it's available. Handyman is available in your vertical, in your area. So for Handyman, what it does is it gives you specific keywords that Google gives you. So when somebody punches in Handyman, when they punch in any of these subcategories, what they call subcategories with Handyman, so that's like assembling furniture, gutter cleaning, installing drywall, repairing drywall, installing fan, repairing fan, installing tile, installing flooring, painting indoors and outdoors, water fixtures, mounting TVs. You get to pick and choose if you want to use all those services and keywords or not. Now, when you're in that Google guaranteed section, the guarantee is that Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So what happens is there's a vetting process. So like I said, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, and the only requirement for you in your area is to have the business insurance. Do you have that in place for the company?
I do not. I'm not going to lie to you. I just moved out
okay.
here. I dropped the ball on that, and I got to get insured again. I used to. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just wasn't doing too good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
2 months clean, honestly.
Okay. That's fine. So as soon as you have the business insurance, then you would qualify to be handyman in that vertical in the new area where you're at. So I'm going to put a note in here that once, when you call back in with that insurance, for them to go ahead and get you over to me, so that way I can get the setup for you, okay?
So how do I get your number, like the work number, where I can, you know, always talk to you about this?
I'm sending you a text right now with the direct extension for me. And then I'm also going to put you in for client needs contact, for contact from the client support team. That way they can go ahead and go over the new address and get everything verified for you. Okay?
So this is the thing. Sorry, Amy, was it?
Yes.
Okay, this is the thing, Amy. I still have my shop in Everett, Massachusetts, 148.
Oh, okay, cool.
So my shop's still there. I moved out here, but right now I'm driving to Boston into Newberry Street to work at Lululemon, a job I got. And you know what's crazy? I don't know. I trust you, so, you know. But I haven't gotten any work from you guys, and I've been with you guys for like 3 months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Local Splash, right?
Correct.
And so I've been with you for 3 months. I've gotten, honestly, before these jobs that I got this week, I've gotten like 2-3 calls, and I haven't been able to do this because I told you guys I can't do commercial. I don't do commercial. I want to focus on residential. Mm-hmm. But I ended up getting this job, and it's commercial. I told the guy I don't have insurance. He's going to take care of everything. It's like subcontract, so he can take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's crazy because I haven't gotten work from you. I was honestly going to call today because I have it on my calendar, 25th of March, to cancel with you guys because I'm wasting money. And like I said, Angie sucks. They suck. Mm-hmm. But I just went to go to a job, you know, $30 or whatnot. But I came out with $300 in an hour and a half. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And so they suck, but I'm aggressive. You know what I mean? And I honestly have learned to play their game, which sucks that I got to play a game with them. But I have two accounts. I have one where I keep it in zero or barely anything. And that's the account they have. So whenever they charge me leads, I fight with them. And I'm like, no, this lead is no good. You send this lead, you know, and they didn't answer. I've called them. This other lead's outside of my jurisdiction and this and that. And so I get refunded. I'm not paying for it. I don't give a damn what you do. You know what I mean? Honestly, it's tough. It sucks. But that's the way I got to be with them because they suck. Truthfully. I don't even want to swear anymore, but they do. They, you know? So I mean, bottom line, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I hadn't gotten a job from you guys for a while. This one that I'm going through right now is one of the jobs I just got from you guys. It's been 3 months, so I was about to cancel today. Because, you know, it's just money. I'm not trying to spend $200 on something that I'm not getting anything out of, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm still going to have the client support team contact you so that way they can go over keywords and services and see if there's any changes or adjustments that we can make to the current program to help you out. To increase activity and things like that. So we'll go ahead and see what we can do, if there's anything else we can do to make the listing more attractive and to reach out. We want to make sure that you're happy at all times, okay?
Right. Well, I was told that, you know, by one of your colleagues I spoke to, I believe last week, something about Facebook advertisement, and I would have to pay X amount more and whatnot. And I'm like, I honestly don't want to pay one more penny. And so I see any type of return. I got 3 months with you guys, and I haven't seen anything, you know? Really barely anything. This, like I said, today's the only job I'm actually going to be doing that came from you guys. That's finally going, you know. I don't know how much. It's probably not going to be no 400, 600, whatever, you know, I'm in for. But it's the first one. It's really not cool. Like, I'm not trying, you know, don't get it wrong. I'm not trying to nag at you. But I'm just letting you know what it is, you know. And so that, all that being said, like, right now, yeah, so, like, the budget's not there. I just moved. I just bought a van. I don't have the money to invest into anything else. I wanted to do that whole the estimate contract. I had a contract company call me about a contract that I told you, he was a godly man, and ended up, you know, getting in touch with each other. I wanted to sign up for that, but I don't have the money for it right now. Like I said, I paid for this van out of pocket, out of finances, and it was, you know, 15 G's out, you know, I ended up, you know, coughing up. So I don't have any money to cough up right now. I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, you got me. Just because you see the guy, honestly. And not only that, no, it's huge. To me, that's huge, too. I trust people. You know, I trust people who are godly, you know, more so than others. I always think the worst of people. I really do. And I got to work on that. Anyways, also, what I'm trying to get at is, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to cancel it now. or what to do. I don't want
well,
to put 200
the
in
thing is
together.
This is it's just it, I understand. I mean, the terms and conditions state 30 to 45 days for max placement on Google. And you've been with us, which shows me here that you have been with us for 3 months. So I can see that here. I can see that, you know, this is one of the smaller packages, and it does take a little bit for everything to kind of take hold and to gel and to begin generating things in the right direction. Now, I'm not an expert in the package that you have. That's why I have put you in for client support, because I want to make sure that they're doing the very best for you that they can, especially since now it seems like it's taking off. You've gotten your first job. Hopefully, it's the very first of many, many to come, which is the success that majority of our clients do see with our program. But I want to give you every advantage that Local Splash has to offer you. So that's why I've gone ahead and put you in for that. So they can look at keywords. We haven't spoken to you since February 1st of last month, you know, February 1st. So that's almost 2 months ago since the last time that we spoke to you regarding your account. So I feel like we should definitely go in there and take a look and see if there's any changes or adjustments that we can make in order to help the company look more attractive.
Okay. So hear me out. I got a week left until this month is over. And I was going to cancel before the 1st, of course, because, you know, it's going to be an automatic, you know.
Yeah, it's the 9th is your billing date. So you would need to contact by the 6th if you chose to cancel.
Okay. So I'm going to put that on the calendar now as my new cancellation date. I was going to cancel today. Before the Lord, I do not lie to you. I had that today, the 25th, which is crazy. I don't remember clicking the lead thing, but God works. I don't know. I really don't know. And let it be as it needs to be. I got to let go, and I trust the Lord. I don't like Andy's. It sucks. I hate them so much. I don't want to keep going. They get me work, you know what I mean? I just went, you know, $30, I got $300. I just looked at a door. It's going to be anywhere from $300 to $1,500, you know? And sure. They want a window repaired. And so they get me work, you know what I mean? And so my thing is, I got great reviews. On Angie's, I got, you know, at least 15 reviews of perfect. Oh, man. This is the client from Local Splash. Let me give me a second. Do not hang up, please.
Yeah, take your time.
Thank you. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, so where were we?
You're just
saying... Yeah, so only God knows how it's all going to work out. So I'll put the calendar for the 6th. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me it's going to be... Just inform me a little more on what it is I would have, what the requirements are. So you're telling me it's going to be a $200 fee for an application to get...
$250 Google Guarantee application fee, and that goes to get the company Google Guarantee approved, and it's going to do the background check on yourself, and it's going to go ahead and give everything what it needs in order to be listed at the top of the first page of Google in that section. And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, Google does require a minimum monthly budget in order to begin. And your cost per lead is going to be $64 per qualified lead. And there's a minimum monthly budget of $835 to turn those leads on. That gives you 13 leads in in the activation budget, and you can go ahead and put, you know, as many of those, you can take as many of those leads per week that you want, or you can pause it. So you can make that budget really last you if you need to, or you can increase the lead flow. But of
that's
course.
It's really high, though, the leads. I mean,
$64 a lead?
Well, but right now, well, I'm just saying compared to what I'm paying right now, I'm paying, for Angie's, I'm paying, you know, anywhere from 20 to 60, 70 being the highest I've paid
for
this day.
And they're not all qualified. You're having to fight back to get them, and you're having to fight with the Angie's to get your money back,
like,
and all the things. So
right, right.
The
but
difference
the
differences here, though, William, are vast. So, A, if the call, the call's being recorded, so if it doesn't meet certain requirements, meaning if the person isn't asking you for face-to-face estimate, to give you, to set face-to-face appointment, to give estimate face-to-face, then that's not considered a qualified lead. You're automatically not charged for that. If the person's sales, solicitations, spam, robo, seeking employment with your company, if they call you and they're asking for a service that you don't even provide, that's not listed on your service profile or outside of your service radius, you're not charged. Those are all automatically not charged. So you're not having to go back and try to get your money back. Plus, if at any point that you need to dispute a call, the call is already recorded, so you have the ability to say, hey, this call right
there.
Here.
I lost you for a second. If at any point I need to dispute a call, what?
Then the call is already recorded, so it's not like you have to go and argue with anybody. You simply let us know, hey, this call doesn't meet the qualification, and we dispute it directly with Google because we have access to the call recording. Google has access to that call recording, as do you. So yes, it is, may seem a little bit higher on the front end, the $64 per lead, but this is the thing. Is lead cost is not fluctuating. It's not going up and down on you. You know what it's going to cost for a qualified lead. In addition to that, these are better qualified leads because they're coming directly from Google. They're not coming third hand from Angie's, Thumbtack. All of those companies are Google's biggest clients. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. They capture that lead, and then they resell it to you and 5 or 6 of your competitors. So this lead's exclusive. It's only coming to you. The client has gone to Google, and they've chosen to work with you based on all of those positive 5-star reviews you were just telling me about and about the optimization and programming that we're putting forth on behalf of your Google Guarantee package. Additionally, it gives you 2 spotlight positions on that first page of Google. And the biggest and most important factor for me personally when I am selling this product as a business owner to another business owner is the fact that these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead. Because first and foremost, it's a live human being on the other end of the phone that has chosen your company above all of the other companies.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no, those are definitely good points. So yeah, I can't argue.
But I get it. Right. The cost, you know, coming off the front end, you're like, wow, that's kind of pricey. I understand, but when you weigh it against the actual value of what you're getting.
Yeah, it'll pay for itself in the long run. I get it.
Yeah.
It's just the whole 3 months, I'm very skeptical with the whole 3 months with this, you know, so far, and I only got one job, which is ridiculous to me, but I'm a little upset that it took so long for you guys to offer me this when, you know, I was pretty much just paying for nothing. You know what I mean? But nothing against you. I'm just saying, you know, this is just, it leaves a little bit of a bitter taste in my mouth, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I definitely
put
in to see what they can do to help you out with that for sure.
Yeah. That's cool. So then, so that's, you're saying $250 to get that application to get, be able to do handyman and mass. However, in Rhode Island, you were saying that I don't need that, or do I?
That's in Rhode, so no matter what, you need the insurance. If that, the details that I just gave you right now is for Rhode Island. Mass costs even more, and it requires that you have license and insurance.
So.
Yeah.
I really want to stay in Mass though, because Mass it pays better. Rhode Island people, it's just everything's cheaper in Rhode Island, so
Okay.
And I don't want, so that's the other thing. I don't want folk, it's not that I don't, you know, sometimes I got to help people out, and I get it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I can't, you know, make what I want to make on a job because people are struggling. And I get it. The struggle is real.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
but,
you're trying to be kind about it and understanding and help everybody. Yeah, of course.
Right. Not, I can't do it to everybody, but I try
right.
to once in a while. When people like, when somebody begs me for a better price, I can't be like, screw you, you know, I can't.
Right.
In right mind, you know.
God
so,
blesses
like,
that too, so that's really good. You know, the calls coming from Mass, though, they're going to be $68 per call with a minimum monthly budget of $887, and it requires that you have that contractor's license.
For handyman stuff?
For handyman, yeah. For the general contractor, it requires an even different license with some specialty subcategory thing for the general contractor, yeah. But for the handyman, it does require the license, yes.
But
and
hold on,
no,
so I'm misunderstanding. That you're telling me Massachusetts requires the license, but Rhode Island is just the insurance.
Correct.
So, but regardless, both of them require insurance.
Correct.
It's just that Mass requires $250 for a license to be a handyman.
No, the license, the $250 is the application fee no matter what. No matter what state that we qualify you for Google Guarantee, and that $250 is non-refundable. That's the application fee for Google Guarantee. So in each state, for each category, so if somebody is in HVAC or electrician or general contracting or handyman or the categories that Google has available for Google Guarantee, then there's different requirements for each vertical, so each category. So in the state of Massachusetts, for where you're at with this, or where your business is physically, you said that you still have that shop. The requirements of the handyman services in that area to be qualified for it, it requires the Massachusetts State Home Improvement Contractors Registration. Okay? To do general contracting, it requires, click on that, let's go here, it requires the Mass State Contractor Supervisor License with a restricted construction supervisor classification. So it requires a different type of license or more of a detail on that original license if you want to qualify for those two categories in that area. Now, Rhode Island, what the requirements are for Rhode Island are different. The requirements for Rhode Island, because it's a different area, that's why the cost per lead changes as well. Does all that make sense?
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay. So, either way, it is going to require the insurance for the company, and then depending on, and this is the thing, is when we submit that insurance, those documents have to match where the business is physically located. The insurance needs to be, if you're leaving it all in Mass, where at that shop address, and that's where all those documents need to be associated with. Because when there's any misinformation on the stuff, meaning if it says, you know, like you live here, you're registering the business there, and then the insurance is over here, Google's not going to approve that. Everything has to be consistent and match across the board.
Man,
so you
that
really
sucks because I just cuffed it. So I signed off my license, my driver's auto, you know, driver's license from Massachusetts. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna be, you know, I'm pretty much registered in Rhode Island now, and so
sure. But the business is still registered there, and that's where you own the business. It's not a big deal to get that. Like, it's not a big deal to do that. That's where the business is registered, and that's where the business documents are going to go to, as long as you're leaving the business there.
Yeah, no, I could still have, you know, that's still going to be the mailing address for now, at least. I would like to, you know, definitely get good work around where I live so I don't have to drive an hour up
mm-hmm.
north to get into Boston. But but all my shop and stuff is there. I want to get a shop out here, but right now, like I said, I'm doing it part by part, you know. So right now I just did the van. I have the books for the licensing that I got to study and take the test on for Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is the CSL license, Construction Supervisor license.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then I could do big jobs. But I don't know. I mean, it's a lot. I just got to do a lot of, like I said, you know, between you and I and what I told you. You know, I
sure.
got 3 months trying to, you know, stay clean.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
and I was not doing good, you know, organized. I got behind in rent about 8 months, you know, only God knows, I mean, what I was doing. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I got to kind of get back up on my feet. So I'm, you know, right now I don't have the money to
right.
spend all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to do because I don't feel, if I cancel Local Splash, will I still be able to sign up for this again later?
For the Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people that do Google Guarantee independently. Yeah, as soon as you have the qualifications, give me a shout. You know, I don't anticipate you canceling the service altogether, though, because, I mean, there's still a couple weeks left before you would need to cancel. And by then, I'm sure that you're going to have made more than your money back.
Well, I hope so, honestly. I mean, I don't know. I had a, yeah, we'll see, hopefully, right? But,
yeah,
absolutely.
So you have the contact information, and as soon as you're ready, you give me a shout, and we'll put together a special package for you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Amy. You have
You're
a great one.
You're so welcome, William. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Drive safe. Bye.